The Idaho Attorney General has asked his legal staff to start looking at what implications gay marriage will have for the state. Same-sex marriage is set to start at 10 o'clock this morning in Idaho under an order from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. As Jessica Robinson reports, the county clerk's office isn't the only place where the ruling is expected to take effect.
University of Idaho law professor Richard Simon says many rites of marriage fall into the death and taxes category, like joint tax returns and medical decisions. But he says there's another important right the ruling should provide, the right to divorce. Up until now, same-sex Idaho couples married in another state couldn't end their marriages because Idaho didn't consider them married in the first place.
So, oddly enough, divorce is a benefit of sorts that has been denied to gay couples.
And the ruling may have wider implications. Simon says the Ninth Circuit determined denying the right to marry is unconstitutional because government shouldn't deny any rights to people based on their sexual orientation.
So all forms of discrimination, not only against same-sex couples, but gay and lesbian individuals, is going to be unconstitutional.
At least for government agencies. Simon argues that means it could be illegal for public schools, for example, to fire or refuse to hire a teacher for being gay. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.